Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Welcome once again, dear listeners. Welcome to another Sunday and to another episode of Living Scriptures. Living Scriptures, a program that brings the Word of God to us and relating the Word of God to how we can live victoriously over sin and in this world. I am Morenike, one of your anchor for today, and we also have Pastor Charles here in the studio. Last week, we started a series titled Lost But Found. Like I mentioned last week, our episode are usually in series, and this is the second episode in this series. If you miss any of our past series or episode, go on to Plains Media and you can catch up from Living Scriptures. Our focus has been on the story of the prodigal son. I can say that this is a very popular story, but we have a lot to learn from it, and we'll continue that learning today. In Luke chapter 15 from verse 11, we have the story. Let's enjoy the story once again. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the youngest son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the ox that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Lost but found.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for.
Hello and welcome to a beautiful Sunday episode of Living Scriptures. We're talking about lost but found. And I'm going to read verse 22. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. I speak over your life. If you have been dead spiritually, may your spiritual life come alive. Yeah. He said he was lost and is found. If you have been lost spiritually too. May Christ's blood found you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And they began to be merry. Like we said last week, humanity lost both the images of God and his likeness. As a result, we forfeited our dominion, our delegated authority. Let's look in detail the life of this son, how he slided into losing his life. The first thing we saw in verse 11 to 13 is that he collected all that he had, that is his inheritance from his father, and he went into a far country where, as the scripture said, he started living in riotous living, while dead in sin. He that is living in sin is dead, the scripture says, while he liveth. So after spending all that he had, his whole life inheritance, he went further down the drain, from riches to rags, feeding with pigs. My dear friends and listeners, this is what sin will do to any man who falls into it. Susanna Wesley defined sin to her young son, John Wesley, this way: if you will judge of the lawfulness or the unlawfulness of pleasure, then take this simple rule. Whatever weakens your reason, impairs the tenderness of your conscience, obscures your sense of God, and take off the relish of spiritual things, that to you is sin. Number two, what this young man did was, he also went from riches to rag, feeding with pigs. How can the son of a father who owns all things be feeding with pigs, we may ask. He became like David in Psalm 51, who said, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. He lived in all kinds of sin that you can imagine. So he lost his right, he became starving, and was eaten with pigs. Lost, but found.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name,
Jesus. Lost, but found. Once again, we'd like to remind everyone about our prayer and prophetic conference, Unchained by the Blood. This is our annual prayer meeting, and it will be taking place Easter Friday, April 3rd, 2026, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Plan to join us, and we believe the Lord will do you good. Let's quickly look at this illustration. A man purchased a white mouse to use as food for his pet snake. He dropped the unsuspecting mouse into the snake glass cage, where the snake was sleeping in a bed of sawdust. The tiny mouse had a serious problem on his hands. At any moment, he could be swallowed alive. Obviously, the mouse needed to come up with a brilliant plan. What did the terrified creature do? He quickly set up work covering the snake with sawdust chips until it was completely buried. With that, the mouse apparently thought he had solved his problem. The solution, however, came from outside. The man took pity on the silly little mouse and removed him from the cage. No matter how hard we try to cover or deny our sinful nature, it is fool's work. Sin will eventually awake from sleep and shake off his cover. Were it not for the saving grace of the Master's hand, sin will eat us alive.
Welcome back, Lost but Found. Hope you have been blessed by this wonderful episode. In verse 22 of Luke chapter 15, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put on a ring on his hand and shoes and his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. The third thing that this son did was realization. He came to a realization like Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. And he said, I must return to my father. You too need to come to a point of realization if you feel lost spiritually. Number four, what did he do? He returned, and in returning, he embraced repentance. He told his father, please forgive me. To his amazement, his father forgave him, gave him an automatic forgiveness. And when you come back to God after realization that you are lost spiritually, you will experience what we call the supernatural act of regeneration. What will take place in your heart is summarily a change of nature or regeneration. New genes, the divine gene of God, will be planted into your human gene, and you will have grace to live above sin. The divine nature of God, replacing the sinful nature that we all inherited at birth, will come upon you, and you become a new creature. Finally, there was reassurance and assurance from his father. He didn't take away the party that he was planning for him. He still went ahead, even though the elder brother was not happy. To every forgiving son or daughter of God, you stand before God as though you have never sinned, according to Hebrews chapter 8. Being under the new covenant, we appear before him as if we have no sin or had never sinned. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I remember the story of a young boy who made a boat and would take the boat into the bathtub to swim. One day he took the boat to the wild and dropped it on the oceans. The boat just floated as usual, but the breeze took the boat away. One day he was going across the street with his father and noticed the boat, a wooden boat in a shop, now up for sale. He thought this could be my boat, so they went into the shop. He quickly grabbed the boat and wanted to go away. His father told him, no, that's not going to happen again. So the father took it to the counter, asked for the price, and they have to pay for the boat that this young boy made. When they left the shop, the little boy took up that boat and raised it up and shouted, little boat, you are mine now. You are double mine because I made you and because I bought you. I'm telling you, if you are lost in sin, you are like that little boat. And Jesus, like that boy, is lifting you up right now. He's saying, little boat, you are mine now because I made you and because I bought you. If you'd like to surrender your heart to Jesus this morning, why don't you bow down your head and make this confession of faith with me? Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart, ask you into my life, and I want to serve you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.